Thou sawest the locked lovers when leaping from their flaming ship. Heart to heart they sank beneath the exulting wave. True to each other when heaven seemed false to them. Thou sawest the murdered mate when tossed by pirates from the midnight deck. For hours he fell into the deeper midnight of the insatiate maw, and his murderers still sailed on unharmed, while swift lightnings shivered the neighboring ship that would have borne a righteous husband to outstretched longing arms. Oh, head, thou hast seen enough to split the planets and make an infidel of Abraham, and not one syllable is thine.
"Sail ho!" cried a triumphant voice from the main masthead.
"Aye, well now, that's cheering," cried Ahab, suddenly erecting himself, while whole thunderclouds swept aside from his brow. "That lively cry upon this deadly calm might almost convert a better man. Where away?"
"Three points on the starboard bow, sir, and bringing down her breeze to us."
"Better and better, man. Would now St. Paul would come along that way, and to my breezelessness bring his breeze. Oh, nature, and oh, soul of man, how far beyond all utterances are your linked analogies. Not the smallest atom stirs or lives on matter, but has its cunning duplicate in mind."